Hello and welcome to another Discourse About Discourse Educast by Ben Wilkoff. Today is Tuesday, May the 22nd, and this podcast will be all about what my students will be known for throughout their lives, throughout their high school careers, and I guess what I want them to be known for. I have my students for 2 years in 7th and 8th grade, and all of the things that I teach them, all of the things that I encourage them to learn, because I can't really make them learn anything, as it turns out, I want them to have some lasting value. And there's this great theme in education that you can never know exactly what parts you have really ingrained into a student until they come back, you know, 10 years later, this successful being, and tell you all about it. Well, I'd like to think a little bit ahead to that 10-year reunion with student and teacher, and think about all of the things that they will be known for because of our class time together. Not necessarily because of me as a teacher, but because of the skills that I have imparted and the things that I have emphasized. But I guess in a certain sense it is because of me as a teacher. And what I would like them to be known for most is the ability to analyze anything. And I feel like a lot of parents and other teachers, if you're teaching language arts, they want you to focus in on the ability to analyze text and the ability to analyze a particular piece of literature. And although I think that that's an amazing skill to have, I've become, I guess, almost obsessed with the notion that you need to be able to take any context that you are presented with and make meaning out of it and find some way to create something from it. And I want them to be able to do that. There are a lot of things, a lot of sort of scary ideas being proposed. Carl Fish did the great Did You Know? Presentation, and in it there are a lot of things about how our students will not know, or many of our students will have careers that do not exist yet at some time in their future. And he put it in a different way with some statistics and things like that. But the idea is that we do not know the future. There's no way that we can know the future. And so how do we prepare them for that unknowable future? And this is kind of what I've boiled it down to, is the ability to analyze any situation and make meaning out of it and create something from it. So, for example, today we are wrapping up our ISM projects, the belief structure projects, and we are looking at Frontline's the PBS show, The Persuaders. We also looked at Cool Hunting, or The Merchants of Cool, which are both done by the same photojournalist. But it's all about how advertising plays a really big role in persuading you. And that type of a situation where students are presented with many different advertisements, and they're presented with almost a confluence of advertisement and entertainment at the same time. Product placement is way up if you look at things like American Idol and things like that. But I want them to be able to take that context, almost like that hyper context where everything is clickable, because they have the ability to take apart the advertising. And I was listening to a podcast a little while ago about kids who are befriending products on MySpace, and so advertising is so ingrained within the structure of their daily lives. And so the ability to analyze that and say, well, this is advertising, this is content, and to be able to parse that out and say, this is actually what I believe and this is what other people want me to believe, and to focus in on maintaining that sort of authenticity that is lost a lot of times when people are trying to fake authenticity, when people are trying to project an emotional reaction to a product or to an idea. I want my students to be able to be authentic in their lives, and that's sort of the thing that I want. I want other teachers, I want other students to know my kids by their authenticity, to know my kids by their analysis of a situation, and to be able to find that meaning and that authentic learning within anything. Because, and I think one of the reasons why I'm preparing them like this rather than in another way is because I know that they are going to run into all of these situations that are inauthentic and that lack meaning, and they need to be able to create meaning and authenticity from it. And, you know, maybe I should be a little bit more optimistic that they will find teachers and other friends and their parents and things like that that will create that authenticity for them. But I'm really not sure that that is the case. I'm sort of confused by how alone I feel sometimes with sort of my journey. And especially in sort of this reflecting part of the year where you're looking back and saying that these are the skills that I taught, these are the skills that I did not, and you have to be honest about it. And one of the things that I have to be honest about in this year is that this year is the first year that I did not teach grammar explicitly. This year is the first year that I did not work as heavily with literary devices and sort of traditional text, because we were so interested in and we were so focused on you know, hypertext and looking at the way communities are built and the way collaboration happens. And so what I've done is I created a document that I'm going to have all of the kids use on the wiki, where they are commenting and talking about their reaction to the year in an interactive format. I've done surveys and things like that in previous times throughout the year and in previous years, but I feel like if the kids are able to build off of one another and what they are reflecting upon, there will be some real connection to the material. And so I'm hoping that the skills that I did emphasize will create these, you know, lifelong learners, is sort of the cliche that I'm always looking forward to, is that my students will actually want to continue on in some of these elements, and that they will, that actually the feedback loop will shrink from 10 years to something more like a month or right after they continue on in high school, they'll be like, oh my goodness, Mr. Wolkoff, this is something that you actually did teach us, and even though we might not have gotten to that, some of that other stuff, I feel like I'm better prepared to do that other stuff because we got to the collaborative part of it. I also want my students to be known for their passion, to be known that they are the ones that are capable of finding things to be passionate about and to be able to find passion within anything that they do. I know that my passion rubs off on my students very easily, but I don't want it to end with me. I want them to be able to create that passion going forward into their high school careers and on into their careers. So, I think I've done that. But I think that that these are the three goals that I aspire to in creating that lifelong learner, is passion, authenticity, and analysis, that critical thinking piece. And I'd like to see where I've gone after trying for 2 years to fully immerse my students in collaborative technologies, in Web 2.0 technologies. So I'm not fully convinced that I've done it flawlessly, or actually I'm not convinced at all that I've done it flawlessly, but it's something that I've been really trying to create, and I'm very interested to see when my kids do come back, either in an email or in person, and they do interact with me as former students, and with the ability to sort of differentiate themselves from my class. And I've had a couple of kids do that from last year, but those are the kids who got it, who understood exactly where we were going with these technologies and with writing in general. So I guess my challenge to anybody who is listening to this is, if you have found a way of creating either passion, authenticity, or analysis of any situation, any type of text, and you it's sort of something that has worked either in your classroom or in your life, you know, you've instilled it in your children and things like that, I'm very interested in bringing together a almost like a best practice for creating that person who goes on and lives out a collaborative lifestyle. The student who is using technology to create meaning and to create learning. So, if you'd like to drop me a line, either at the podcast, which is bhwokoff.podomatic.com, or you can go to my blog, which is youngsonne.edublogs.org. Or, obviously, you can email me at either of those places. But it's benwilkoff@gmail.com, benwilkoff@gmail.com. And feel free to dig the podcast and listen to them all if you like. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to hear from you soon.